Healthcare's cost crisis spawns $430 million bet on administrative automation. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemium AI Hide, and number 9,650, four health tech companies closed $430 million in combined funding in May 2026, with Forest securing $160 million, Garner Health and Nourish each raising $100 million, and Kimura closing $70 million. Garner Health operates a dataset spanning over 60 billion medical records and achieved a $2.74 billion valuation on its Series E, steering employees toward high-performing physicians to lower total cost of care. Administrative burden, fragmented data, and misaligned incentives drain an estimated one-third of U.S. healthcare spending, driving private capital and #X27's focus on operational automation rather than clinical innovations. Kimura serves over 500 health systems across 3,000 sites and uses ambient workflows, agentic AI, and revenue cycle automation to unify billing, coding, claims, and collections on a single platform. Four health tech companies closed a combined $430 million in May 2026 funding, a concentrated cluster that reveals a sharp pivot toward revenue cycle automation, data network effects, and AI-enabled care coordination. The roundup: Forest secured $160 million, Garner Health and Nourish each raised $100 million, and Kimura closed $70 million. But the story isn't the dollar quantum. It's the operational focus. These aren't consumer-facing wellness apps or telemedicine me-toos. These are infrastructure plays targeting the administrative choke points where health systems bleed margin and employers eat cost inflation. Forest, formerly Tandem, automates insurance authorization, financial assistance, and fulfillment routing. Its AI platform connects physicians, pharmacies, payers, and biopharma across all 50 states. Backers include Thrive Capital, General Catalyst, XL, Bain Capital Ventures, Redpoint, Box Group, and Pear VC. Garner Health, which hit a $2.74 billion valuation on its Series E led by Index Ventures, operates a dataset spanning over 60 billion medical records to steer employees toward high-performing physicians. When members choose better doctors, employers cover most or all out-of-pocket costs, lowering total cost of care by avoiding unnecessary procedures. Kleiner Perkins, Redpoint, Thrive, Sequoia, Founders Fund, and Kaiser Permanente Ventures participated. Nourish raised its Series C from Menlo Ventures with participation from Thrive Capital, Index Ventures, JP Morgan Growth Equity Partners, Maverick Ventures, Y Combinator, Box Group, Atomico, Daybreak, and Operator Partners. The New York-based company fields more than 10,000 registered dietitians and pairs chronic condition patients with virtual nutrition care, AI-driven health agents, lab testing, and GLP-1 prescribing. Total raised, $215 million. Kimura, which serves over 500 health systems across 3,000 sites, closed $70 million led by General Catalyst with backing from Sequoia Capital, Morgan Stanley, and Kirkland & Ellis. The platform integrates ambient workflows, agentic AI, and revenue cycle automation. The nut: private capital is doubling down on the thesis that healthcare's cost crisis is fundamentally an operations problem, not a clinical one. Administrative burden, fragmented data, and misaligned incentives drain an estimated one-third of U.S. healthcare spending. The Trump administration's May 2026 announcement that it would deploy ChatGPT and other AI tools to audit federal health program spending underscores the urgency. If government is weaponizing AI to detect fraud and inefficiency, private sector operators need equivalent or superior infrastructure to survive scrutiny and capture margin. The revenue cycle endgame Kimura's $70 million raise points to a market segment under stress and ripe for consolidation. Revenue cycle management, the back-office machinery of billing, coding, claims, and collections, has historically been a low-margin, labor-intensive grind. Kimura's pitch: unify ambient workflows, AI agents, and revenue cycle automation on a single platform to eliminate manual handoffs and accelerate cash conversion. The financing, led by General Catalyst with participation from Sequoia Capital, Morgan Stanley, and Kirkland & Ellis, will fund global expansion and scale the platform across more health systems. The operational context matters. Healthcare finance teams are navigating dual pressures, payer denials rising toward record rates and labor costs that spiked post-pandemic and have not normalized. Automated prior authorization, intelligent routing, and real-time eligibility verification can compress days sales outstanding and reduce write-offs. The competitive dynamic is fierce. Companies like Waystar, FinThrive, and R1RCM already operate at scale. Kimura's edge, if it can be sustained, is the unified platform thesis: one system of record from patient encounter to cash posting. The alternative is point solutions duct taped together, a configuration that hemorrhages data and slows cycle time. The institutional angle: private equity has long viewed RCM as a fragmented roll-up opportunity with predictable recurring revenue. Comure's $70 million, while modest compared to the $160 million Forest secured, signals confidence that integration across the care continuum, not just claims processing, is the next frontier. The firms backing Comure are sophisticated growth equity and venture crossover players with deep healthcare books. They are not betting on incremental SaaS margin expansion. They are betting on market share capture in a segment where incumbent vendors are bloated, slow, and vulnerable to platform disruption. Data network effects at scale: Garner Health reached a $2.74 billion valuation, raising approximately $300 million to date with its Series E led by Index Ventures. The model: aggregate over 60 billion medical records, identify high-performing physicians by outcome and cost metrics, then incent employees to choose those providers via zero or near zero out-of-pocket cost. Employers save by avoiding low-value care. Employees benefit from better outcomes and lower bills. Physicians gain patient volume if they rank well. The business model hinges on network effects. The more claims data Garner ingests, the sharper its provider quality scores. The more employers adopt the platform, the stronger the steering power. The more members use Garner, the more feedback loops reinforce the dataset. This is a classic two-sided marketplace dynamic, but anchored in opaque, unstructured healthcare data that competitors struggle to replicate. The $2.74 billion valuation implies revenue multiple compression compared to earlier stage peers, but the defendability thesis is solid if utilization and steering rates continue to climb. The institutional takeaway: health plans and PBMs historically controlled provider steering via narrow networks and formulary design. Garner's direct-to-employer model bypasses payers, a structural threat if scaled. The backers: Kleiner Perkins, Redpoint, Thrive, Sequoia, Founders Fund, and Kaiser Permanente Ventures, span traditional venture and strategic health system capital. Kaiser's participation is telling. A health system investing in a platform that steers patients toward third-party high performers suggests payers recognize they lack the agility or trust to own steerage internally. The second-order implication: if Garner can disintermediate brokers and consultants in the employer benefits stack, the addressable market expands beyond claim steering into benefits administration, a far larger revenue pool. Care Delivery's AI coordination layer Nourish raised $100 million in Series C at an undisclosed valuation, bringing total capital to $215 million. The platform connects chronic condition patients with registered dietitians via virtual visits, care plans, lab testing, GLP-1 prescribing, and medication management. The differentiation: an AI health agent that coordinates care and supports behavior change between visits. More than 10,000 registered dietitians populate the network. The timing is deliberate. GLP-1 drugs, Wegovy, Ozempic, and Mounjaro, have exploded demand for weight management and metabolic health services. Employers and health plans now face a new cost vector: how to manage GLP-1 access, adherence, and long-term outcomes without blowing the pharmacy budget. Nourish positions itself as the wraparound infrastructure: clinical oversight by dietitians, AI-driven engagement between visits, and integrated prescribing. The result: higher adherence, better outcomes, and defensible reimbursement. The institutional play: dietitian services are broadly covered, but underutilized due to access friction. Nourish solves the supply constraint, network density, and removes geographic barriers via telehealth. The AI agent, while less mature than physician-facing ambient scribes, addresses the coordination gap that causes patient drop-off. If Nourish can demonstrate sustained engagement and outcome improvement, payers will contract directly rather than rely on fee-for-service reimbursement. That shift unlocks per-member-per-month revenue with predictable margin. The capital structure is noteworthy. Menlo Ventures led the Series C, joined by Thrive Capital, Index Ventures, JP Morgan Growth Equity Partners, Maverick Ventures, Y Combinator, Box Group, Atomico, Daybreak, and Operator Partners. The mix of growth equity, venture crossover, and financial services capital suggests multiple expansion path optionality: continued venture scale, private equity takeout, or public markets. The $215 million raised to date is substantial for a care delivery model that requires unit economics discipline and clinical quality control. The bet is scale: sign enough health plans and employers to drive utilization, then compress cost per encounter via AI automation and dietitian productivity tools. The authorization tax force, previously Tandem, raised $160 million, the largest single round in the May cluster. The company automates insurance authorization, financial assistance, and fulfillment routing. Its platform connects physicians, pharmacies, payers, and biopharma across all 50 states. Backers include Thrive Capital, General Catalyst, XL, Bain Capital Ventures, Redpoint, Box Group, and Pear VC. Prior authorization is the hidden tax on U.S. healthcare. Physicians spend an estimated 2 business days per week on administrative tasks, much of it prior auth paperwork. Delays result in treatment abandonment, poor outcomes, and revenue leakage for practices. Forest attacks this friction layer with AI-driven automation, ingesting clinical notes, mapping to payer requirements, submitting authorizations, and routing patients to financial assistance programs when out-of-pocket cost becomes a barrier. The $160 million raise, the largest in the cohort, signals investor conviction that prior auth automation is a winner-take-most category. Scale matters. The more payer integrations Forest builds, the harder it is for competitors to replicate. The more providers adopt the platform, the more data Forest captures on approval patterns, accelerating model training. The biopharma integration is the strategic wildcard. Pharma manufacturers spend billions on patient access programs, hub services, and copay assistance. Forest embeds that infrastructure into the provider workflow, creating a three-sided marketplace. Physicians get faster approvals, payers reduce manual review burden, and pharma connects eligible patients to therapy. The Trump administration's May 2026 announcement that the Department of Health and Human Services would deploy AI tools, including ChatGPT, to analyze audit reports from all 50 states on an ongoing basis adds a regulatory dimension. Gustav Chiarello, Assistant Secretary for Financial Resources, stated the initiative aims to identify fraud risks, improve oversight, and save government money by reviewing audits from states, nonprofits, and other organizations receiving federal funds. If federal and state Medicaid programs deploy AI to audit claims and flag outliers, provider practices need equivalent or superior automation to defend against false positives and administrative burden. Forest and Comure both position themselves as compliance infrastructure, not just efficiency tools. That framing matters as scrutiny intensifies. The Plaquemines view this is not a health tech funding surge. This is capital consolidating around operational infrastructure after years of wasted bets on consumer engagement. The May 2026 cohort, Forest, Garner Health, Nourish, Comure, raised $430 million combined, each targeting administrative friction that directly impacts margin and utilization. The commonality, they all sit between patients, providers, and payers at choke points where data fragmentation and manual workflows destroy value. Our thesis, the next 5 years will see unprecedented mergers and acquisitions activity as health systems and payers realize they cannot build this infrastructure internally. The companies that win are those with proprietary datasets, not replicable code. Garner's 60 billion record dataset, Forest's payer integration depth, Nourish's dietitian network density, these are hard to replicate assets that compound over time. Investors are paying for data moats and network effects, not feature velocity. The second order play, vertical integration between these layers. Imagine Garner acquiring Nourish to steer patients toward high-performing dietitians, or Comure acquiring Forest to close the loop from prior auth to claims adjudication. The administrative stack is fragmented. The first player to unify authorization, care coordination, and revenue cycle will command pricing power and margin that SaaS multiples alone cannot capture. The risk, AI model drift and regulatory backlash. The Trump administration's deployment of ChatGPT to audit federal health programs signals that AI in healthcare oversight is now policy, not experiment. If government tools flag claims patterns as fraudulent when they are clinically justified but statistically unusual, provider practices face appeal burdens they cannot absorb. The companies selling AI automation must also sell AI defense. That dual capability, automate approvals and defend audits, will separate survivors from casualties. We see Forest and Comure best positioned to own that duality. The macro context, U.S. healthcare spending exceeded $4.5 trillion in 2024, roughly 17% of GDP. Administrative costs consume an estimated $900 billion annually. The $430 million deployed in May 2026 is rounding error against that waste. But it signals where institutional capital believes the leverage points are. Not new drugs. Not hospital construction. Infrastructure that reduces the time, cost, and error rate of moving data and decisions through the system. That infrastructure layer is now investable at scale. The firms that built the platforms in 2024 and 2025 will be acquisition targets by 2027 and 2028. The firms that raised in May 2026 are positioning for that exit window. The bottom line, the $430 million raised across four companies in May 2026 is a market signal, not an anomaly. Institutional capital is concentrating on healthcare's operational plumbing after a decade of overfunding consumer-facing digital health companies that failed to bend the cost curve. Forus, Garner Health, Nourish, and Commure each attack specific administrative friction, prior authorization, provider steering, care coordination, and revenue cycle. The convergence of AI tooling, regulatory scrutiny, and employer cost pressure creates a rare window where infrastructure platforms can capture margin at scale. For private equity firms and growth equity shops, the next 18 months will define which of these platforms achieve escape velocity and which get relegated to feature status inside incumbents. The diligence question is not technology maturity. It is data moat depth and integration lock-in. The firms with proprietary datasets and multi-sided network effects will command premium exit multiples. The rest will trade at SaaS commoditization discounts. Position accordingly.